Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris. We're out here on the beach. There's a little bit of wind. I hope I've put the microphone in the safe place where it's nicely protected from the breeze and you can hear me clearly. Is love important to you? Well, every second, every gigasecond of life is filled with an abundance of it. Our perceptions, however, might be that we're in a bad place, or we're in a stressful place, or we're in a confused place, or we're in an overworked place or an underworked place. Our perceptions might be that we need to go somewhere to find love, to feel love, to be loved. That's ridiculous. That means there's a place in the universe where there's a vacuum. And nature abhors a vacuum. That's one fact we know. But nothing's ever missing, just changes in form. And maybe the love you want isn't in the form you want, but it's not missing. Equilibrium in all things exists. If you look at someone and say to them, "You're not loving me like I want," if you look around you, you'll find someone who is. If you're looking at someone and you're saying, "You're critical of me," look around and you'll find someone who's not. You'll find someone who's celebrating you. We expect the world to be all one color or all one shade or all on one side of the fence. And in doing that, we emotionalize. Emotionalism means that we're expecting a half. We're expecting a right without a wrong, a good without a bad, a happy without a sad, an up without a down, an in without an out, a round without a square, whatever. And it would be probably quite easy to go out for a walk in nature and realize that those expectations, emotional expectations, are absolutely fictitious. Nothing destroys a life faster than a fictitious expectation, because the world is always therefore disappointing, frustrating, annoying. We meet somebody and they go, "Hi, I'm happy." And you go, "Yeah, and sad." They go, "I'm beautiful and ugly." They say, "I'm sad." "No, not, you're beautiful and sad." There's two sides. The equilibrium in the universe cannot ever be wrong. When you see someone and you look at them and you go, "Oh, you're very good at that," somewhere deep inside them, they're very bad at it. Somewhere in their seven areas of life, they're really bad at something. When someone's doing something to you you don't like, look around, you're seeing someone doing the opposite. When someone's looking, doing something to you you do like, look around you and you'll find someone doing the opposite. This is called love. The universe is never out of balance. Equilibrium is permanent. In any gigasecond of any moment in time, you are being supported and challenged. Every gigasecond of life, order and chaos exist in collaboration with each other. Now, this might seem fictitious or it might seem hard to believe, but all you've got to do is walk out your front door, get away from the TV set, get away from your computer desk, and get away from the idea of marketing and all one-sided propositions, and just go and be in nature, because nature is never out of equilibrium. If there is a hurricane blowing in the beach at Bondi, there's going to be absolute dead calm, becalmed somewhere not very far away. If there's growth, there's got to be decay. If there's an up, there's a down. If there's success, there's failure. And nothing exists in a half. You might measure your business and say, "Look, we're so successful." But if you were really honest with yourself and did a full audit, you'd find where you've failed. You might be financially successful, and you might have failed in a human level, or might have failed in a product level, or might have failed somewhere else. And you go, "I accept that. I accept support and challenge." But even if you say, "I'm successful financially," as soon as you bias your opinion about your financial position, you emotionalize it and you say, I'm successful financially, you must have also failed financially. You just can't see it. Searching for this equilibrium is not negative. It's not going to cause mental health problems. It's actually going to solve them, because it leads to one word. It leads to love. And if you love something, you love it all. If you love life, you love it all. You love support and challenge. And when something challenges, you don't feel well, or you don't feel great, or things not going great, you go, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to learn and love and be balanced. Because you could also look and look where, whenever you're not feeling well or whenever things are not going well, to where they are and say, oh, there's the balance. Thank you for equilibrium. Thank you, universe. Thank you, God. Thank you, nature. It's naive. Naive and juvenile to approach another human being and say, you don't love me. They just don't love you in the way you want to be loved. Or they love you 50, or what you call support you 50% of the time, and they challenge you 50% of the time. And in that challenge, you go, you don't love me. That's not true. That's rubbish. Challenge is love. Support is love. Support and challenge is love. Fill your day today full of love. Fall in love 1,000 times today. That's the trick. The question you're going to have is, if you fall in love with the lady at the cashier, or you fall in love with the guy at the sports shop, or you fall in love with the gym instructor, if you fall in love, what are you going to do with that? You don't have to bring home everything you fall in love with. You can just say, I fell in love with it. I love it. And own it. That's beautiful. Have a beautiful day.